A call to believe. Listen to this devotional. A devotional is an in-depth Bible study. A typical devotional should take you anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes to complete. Download and print a PDF version of this devotional for yourself, or use it with a friend to create an engaging discussion. Introduction. How strong is your faith that your investment matters? Faith is the engine that drives us forward. Believing that tomorrow can be better than today, having faith that my actions today can make a difference in someone's life is what makes us keep going when life is difficult. Conversely, when we don't believe, we end up stuck thinking nothing we do matters and mere survival becomes our only goal. This is a consistent struggle for me, which is why this article is for me and you, a call to believe. Table of contents. Introduction. The importance of faith. Believe in quiet times. Believe in repentance. Believe in spirituality. The importance of faith. And this is the victory that conquers the world, our faith. 1 John chapter 5 verse 4 NCV. There is nothing more important in life than keeping and growing our faith. We can mess up in a lot of areas, but if we have faith, God can still use us to make a difference. I can, like many Christians, feel like I have sinned too much or failed too many times to be useful. However, God makes it clear that no matter what our condition, if we believe in Him, He can use any investment we make to make a change in the world around us. What is the condition of your faith? How can you build faith in areas where you lack it? Do you work at believing more in God every day? Believe in quiet times. And without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 NIV. The first and most important investment we can make is in our relationship with God. Our quiet time is the backbone of our relationship with God. When we become religious and our quiet times shrink or devolve into a habitual moment in our day rather than a dynamic interaction with God, we are unable to develop the faith we need to please God. The measure of a good quiet time should not be the amount of time spent, but rather the amount of faith built. We can and should walk away from our time with God believing more as we leave than we started. Are you leaving your times with God with more faith than when you started? What needs to change in your quiet times in order for you to believe more? When the disciples had Jesus off to themselves, they asked, "Why couldn't we throw it out?" 20. "Because you're not yet taking God seriously," said Jesus. The simple truth is that if you had a mere kernel of faith, a poppy seed, say, you would tell this mountain, "Move," and it would move. There is nothing you wouldn't be able to tackle. Matthew chapter 17 verses 19 to 20 MSG. What would it look like for me to take God seriously? Too often my relationship with God has become a box to check, a time to squeeze into my busy schedule, or just a moment for me to simply think about myself. For me, taking God seriously means I make my time with Him sacred and uninterrupted. I can't shrink Him into a time slot in my day, but am listening for His voice all day, looking for ways we can deepen our friendship and get closer. When we take God seriously, He is able to plant seeds of faith inside of us. This faith is so powerful that it does not take much of it to move huge obstacles. In fact, Jesus says there is nothing we wouldn't be able to tackle if we develop our faith. What areas of my life have I not been tackling because I have not had enough faith? How can I tackle my marriage, a character weakness, a sin, or a dream God has put on my heart? When we believe, we become ambitious and make personal investments in the future of His kingdom. Ask yourself, where does God want me to invest to build over the next 10 years? Believe in repentance. Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death. 11. See what this godly sorrow has produced in you. What earnestness, what eagerness to clear yourselves, what indignation, what alarm, what longing, what concern, what readiness to see justice done. At every point you have proved yourselves to be innocent in this matter. 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verses 10 to 11 NIV. Repentance requires faith. Sometimes we believe it doesn't matter if we change or not, so we just keep going business as usual. But, there is nothing more inspiring than seeing someone make a radical change. It inspires others that they can change too. When I don't believe in repentance, sin becomes a shame-producing defeat that can keep me stuck for years. By developing a biblical belief in repentance, dealing with sin becomes a door of opportunity for God to produce good both in me and others. Do you believe in repentance? How do you need to change your view of sin and repentance to make it more biblical and hopeful? When Jesus got home, the blind men went in with Him. Jesus said to them, "Do you really believe I can do this?" They said, "Why, yes, Master." 29. He touched their eyes and said, "Become what you believe." It happened. They saw. Matthew chapter 9 verses 28 to 29 MSG. Do you really believe I can do this? That is the big question Jesus has for us when it comes to our lives changing. It is not if we can do it, but if we believe He can do it. Jesus tells us that our lives will be shaped after what we believe. We will literally become what we believe. That means that whoever we are right now is the result of what we have believed. So, if we want to change, it comes down to us believing God can make us whoever He wants us to be. Who do you believe God wants you to become? Believe in spirituality. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, 10, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God. Colossians chapter 1 verses 9-10 NIV. It is easy to believe that the biggest influencers in our lives and futures are the things we can see. This scripture teaches us that prayer and knowing God make the greatest difference in our daily lives and our impact on others. Prayer helps us understand God's will for our life. There is no greater investment to make than a spiritual investment in prayer. The call to believe is a call to believe in what we can't see more than in the things we can see. Do you believe your prayers for others make a difference? Do you believe that knowing God better empowers you to live a more productive and meaningful life?